The US President Barack Obama and his Indonesian counterpart Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono have reportedly discussed greater military cooperation between their two countries. President Obama is at the East Asia Summit in Bali, which began with a gala dinner last night. ABC reporter George Roberts is at the summit and he sent this report.
Indonesia turned on its finest traditional celebration for a summit that's seeing new attention. For the festivities, the country's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, sat shoulder to shoulder with his US counterpart, Barack Obama.
I know some of you maybe have a jet lag after a long trip, but I can tell you that Bali has an amazing way to cure your jet lag and rejuvenate your spirit.
It's the first time a US president has attended the summit, and the host seemed intent on enjoying the moment.
Tonight, our main responsibility will be to simply enjoy the evening and enjoy each other's company.
But the two presidents had already been getting down to business in official talks. President Obama outlined agreements made on economic and environmental cooperation.
With regard to security, we agreed to a number of steps that will expand our cooperation, including training and support to help the Indonesian military as it modernizes. And I note that this kind of defense cooperation not only helps build Indonesia's capacity to ensure its own security, it helps Indonesia play an active role in promoting security in the region.
That's another U.S. military maneuver in China's backyard. But President Obama's seeing cooperation with the world's most populated majority Muslim nation as an opportunity.
And just as we deepen the partnership between our two nations, I am looking forward to the progress that we can make as a region towards greater security and prosperity for all of us. So, President Yudhoyono, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The importance of this bond isn't lost on Julia Gillard. In a speech to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Business Summit, she's called the debut appearance of Russia and US a defining moment for the East Asia Summit.
Because it acknowledges the shift in economic power to the East is not a temporary phase, but a long-term development.
Today, the summit starts officially, and President Yudhoyono says there's a lot to cover.
Energy and food security, climate change, world economy, natural disaster, finance, trade, maritime cooperation, and other issues.
Much of the focus for Australia, though, will be the Prime Minister's meetings on the sidelines. She's having official meetings with Japan and South Korea and lining up talks with China and India.
I'm looking forward to participating on Sunday in what will be the first of an annual summit meeting between Australia and Indonesia, reflecting our desire to work more closely and cooperatively together.
Tomorrow, people smuggling, juveniles in detention in Australia and Indonesia, as well as that temporary cattle export ban, will be up for discussion when Julia Gillard has her turn to talk to President Yudhoyono one-on-one.
That's George Roberts reporting from Bali.